You don't have an arm problem. You have a habit of putting yourself last and calling it being a good person. And until you fix that, no workout plan in the world is going to give you the arms that you want. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 113. So, hey, can we talk about something most women will never admit out loud? Okay, you don't have an arm problem. You have a people-pleasing problem. Yeah, I said it. And before you roll your eyes and think, no, I just need to be more consistent, stay with me. Because this one right here, this is quietly running your entire life. And it's the reason your arms keep getting pushed to the bottom of the list. I see this all the time. Women who say they don't have time to take care of themselves, but somehow manage to take care of everyone else. You're the one remembering birthdays, helping make the meals, helping the kids, supporting your partner, showing up at work, saying yes when you really want to say no. And at the end of the day, you're standing in your bathroom looking at your arms thinking, why can't I just follow through? Let me connect something for you that might sting a little. People pleasing and perfectionism, they're sisters. Same house, same upbringing, same problem. Perfectionism says, if I could just do everything right, then I'll feel good enough. And people pleasing says, if everyone else is happy with me, then I'll feel good enough. Do you see the pattern? Your worth is always sitting in someone else's hands or in some imaginary version of perfect you can never actually reach. And here's where it starts costing you. Because when your life is built around making everyone else comfortable, you become the woman who cancels her workout because someone needs something. You become the woman who eats whatever's easiest because it keeps the peace. You become the woman who says, I'll start tomorrow because today got taken over again. So let me give you a real life picture. You say you're going to do your 12-minute arm workout, but your husband asks for your help with something. Your friend calls. Your grandkids want your attention. And instead of saying, give me 12 minutes, I'll be right there, you say, it's fine. I'll do it later. And we both know what later means. So the truth that most people won't say, you are not exhausted because life is so hard. You are exhausted because you keep abandoning yourself. That's the part no one wants to look at. And just like in the original version of this conversation where women were using wine as their break, you're doing the same thing in a different way. You're scrolling, snacking, skipping your workout, and calling it rest. You tell yourself, I deserve this. I've done so much for everyone else. And listen, I get it. I was that woman, single mom, working full time, running on fumes, telling myself that taking care of me could wait. I used to think self-care was something I'd earn after everything else was done with, which, spoiler alert, meant it never happened. And here's the kicker. The thing you're calling taking care of yourself is actually the exact thing keeping you stuck. Because avoiding your workout, ignoring your goals, disconnecting from yourself, that's not self-care. That's self-abandonment, just with better branding. You think you're giving yourself a break, but the result is you feel worse in your body, more disconnected, more frustrated, and even less trusting of yourself. So now, not only are your arms not changing, you're also not building evidence that you're the kind of woman who doesn't follow through. That's the real damage. That's not the missed workout, the identity you're reinforcing. So let me say this as clearly as I can. You cannot become a naturally toned woman while constantly putting yourself last. It doesn't work. No amount of motivation, no perfect plan, no starting fresh on Monday will override a life where you are always the afterthought. And also, you are not in charge of everyone else's happiness. I know, shocking, but you don't control how your family feels. You don't control how your friends react. You don't control whether everyone is comfortable. You barely control your own thoughts half the time. So why are you building your life around managing everyone else? What if your arm results had nothing to do with discipline and everything to do with your standards? What you tolerate, what you allow, what you keep saying yes to. Because a woman who follows through, she doesn't wait for permission to take care of herself. She doesn't earn her workout. She schedules it and lets people adjust. And I want you to sit with this for a second. Where in your life are you being the easiest person to disappoint? Where are you the one getting pushed, delayed, ignored? Not by other people, by you. We're going to keep pulling on this thread because this right here, this is where your arms actually start changing. Not in the gym. In the moment you decide, I'm not last anymore. So listen, you are spending an insane amount of energy managing imaginary conversations, not real ones, imaginary ones. You walk into a room and your brain immediately goes, did they notice my arms? Do I look put together? Am I doing enough? Do they think I've let myself go? And here's the part that no one is telling you. Your brain is not imagining people thinking amazing things about you. It's assuming criticism every single time. So now, instead of asking, what do I think about me? You're asking, what do they think about me? And then you start performing, adjusting, shrinking, overgiving, overexplaining, trying to earn a feeling that should have been yours to begin with. And let me say something a little bold here. Even if you became world-class at people-pleasing, you'd still lose because the goalpost never stops moving. You make one person happy, and now there's another one. You finally feel good enough for 5 minutes, and then your brain finds someone else to impress. This is not a strategy. This is a hamster wheel in cute shoes. And while you're over here managing everyone else's opinions, your own opinion of you, neglected, ignored, dismissed, delayed. This is exactly how arm goals get quietly abandoned. Not because you don't care, but because you care more about being liked than being consistent. Let me paint this out. You're about to do your arm workout, but then your brain goes, what if someone needs me? I should probably check in first. I don't want to seem selfish. So you don't start, or you rush through it, or you skip it completely. And then later, you're frustrated with yourself, but you don't connect it back to the real reason. You think it's discipline. It's not. It's misplaced loyalty. You are loyal to everyone else's comfort and completely disloyal to your own standards. And here's the part that should shift everything for you. You cannot control what anyone else thinks about you. Not your husband, not your friends, not the woman at the pool in the cute sleeveless top. They are going to think whatever they want based on their life, their insecurities, their lens. So why are you building your behavior around something you have zero control over? If you're going to use your energy, use it where it actually pays off. Use it on the only opinion that follows you everywhere, yours. Because when you start thinking, I follow through, I take care of myself, I don't abandon my plans for convenience, you show up differently. You move differently. You stop negotiating with yourself over a 12-minute workout like it's optional. And this is where everything starts to change. Not when people clap for you, not when someone says, wow, your arms look amazing, but when you start respecting yourself enough to keep your word, even when no one is watching. So let me ask you something. What if the problem isn't that you need more discipline? What if the problem is you've been outsourcing your worth? And what would your life look like if your opinion of you mattered more than theirs? Because that woman, she doesn't spiral over what people think. She shows up, she follows through, she builds results quietly. And eventually, those results speak for her. All right, this is where I'm going to say something that might hit you sideways. People pleasing is not kind. It's not generous, and it's definitely not selfless. It's control. And I know you don't think of it that way, right? You think, I just care about people. I just want everyone to be okay. I'm just being a good wife, mom, friend. But let's tell the truth. You are managing other people. So you don't have to feel comfortable. I'll say yes so they don't get upset. I'll do it myself so it's done right. I'll skip my workout so no one thinks I'm selfish. All of that, that's not about them. That's about you trying to avoid feeling guilt, tension, or disapproval. So yeah, it's not selfless. It's self-protective. And listen, I'm not saying that to shame you. I did this. I people-pleased for years. Single mom, working full-time, trying to be everything to everyone. I thought that's what made me a good woman. But behind the scenes, I was exhausted, resentful, and completely disconnected from myself. I would say yes, and then feel irritated. I would help everyone and then wonder why no one was helping me, right? I would put myself last and then hate the results I was getting in my body. Because here's what's actually happening underneath all of this. You're using other people's happiness as a shortcut to feel good about yourself. If they're happy with me, I can relax. If no one's upset, I'm okay. If everyone's taken care of, I'm enough. That's the deal you've made. But that deal, it costs you everything, because now every decision you make is filtered through, will this make them happy? Not, is this aligned with the woman I'm becoming? And this is exactly why your arm stays stuck, because your standards are optional, but everyone else's comfort is non-negotiable. So let's make this real. You plan your workout, but your brain goes, oh, I don't want to inconvenience anyone. I'll just do it later. I don't want to seem difficult. So you move yourself, right? Again and again and again, until eventually you become the woman who always moves for everyone else. And here's the part that most women don't see coming. It doesn't stay contained. It spreads. It starts with the people you love, your partner, your kids, your family, but then it creeps into everything. You don't ask for what you need at work. You say yes to plans you don't even want to go to. You eat food you didn't even choose because it's easier than speaking up. You don't send the meal back. You don't correct the mistake. You don't say, actually, that doesn't work for me. You just go along. And now your whole life is built on quiet self-betrayal, tiny moments where you choose comfort over honesty, pleasure over standards, approval over self-respect. So let me give you a line I want you to remember. Every time you avoid disappointing someone else, you practice disappointing yourself. And if you practice that enough, you don't even notice it anymore. It just becomes who you are. But a naturally toned woman, she's not rude. She's not cold. She's not selfish. She's clear. She knows my needs matter too. She can say, I'll help you, yes, after my workout. You know what? That doesn't work for me. I'm choosing this because it aligns with who I'm becoming. And yeah, sometimes people won't like it, but let them, because the alternative is a life where everyone else is comfortable and you don't even recognize yourself anymore. So I want you to think about this. Where has your people pleasing quietly taken over your life? Where are you saying yes when you actually mean no? Where are you choosing being liked over becoming the woman you said you wanted to be? All right, here's where we clean this up and tell the truth that most women avoid, because people pleasing doesn't just stress you out, it reshapes your entire life, and not in a good way. Let's walk through what it's actually doing to you, because once you see this, you won't be able to unsee it. First, you are not in control of how anyone feels. Not your husband, not your kids, not your friends, not the woman silently judging you at the pool. Nobody. You could do everything, cook the meal, say the nice thing, bend over backwards, and they could still be irritated, still distracted, still thinking about something completely unrelated to you. I see this in my own life all the time. Someone can do something incredibly thoughtful for me, and if I'm in my head, I miss it. Not because they did it wrong, it's because of what I'm thinking. So let's be clear. You are rearranging your entire life for an outcome you do not control. That's not strategy. That's emotional gambling. Now, second, every time you people please, you are choosing against yourself. You say yes when your whole body wants to say no. You stay quiet when something bothers you. You smile and say, it's fine, when it's not fine. And these don't feel like big moments. They feel small, polite, they feel reasonable, but stack enough of those, and now you're living a life that doesn't actually fit you. Okay, this is exactly how women end up in oversized t-shirts, hair stuck in the same style for 20 years, telling themselves they don't care anymore. It's not that you don't care. You just got used to ignoring yourself. Okay, and then third, let's talk about resentment, because this one is sneaky. People pleasers love to say, I just give so much. Yeah. And you keep score while you're doing it quietly. Did you notice what I did? Did you see how much I'm handling? Why is no one taking care of me? You won't say it out loud, but it's there. And here's the uncomfortable truth. You're not resentful because people are asking too much. You're resentful because you keep saying yes when you mean no. That bitterness that you feel, that is self-betrayal catching up with you. Fourth, people-pleasing disconnects you from who you actually are. Because if you're not constantly editing yourself for approval, who are you really? What do you actually want? What do you actually like? What do you actually need? You stop knowing. You become the woman who says, oh, I don't care. Whatever you want. About everything. Food, plans, priorities, your own body. And then you wonder why you feel off. Why you don't feel confident. Why you don't feel like yourself in your clothes. Why you keep hiding in layers instead of putting on the sleeveless top. You're not disconnected from your arms. You're disconnected from you. Okay, so let me say this super clean. People pleasing does not lead to love. It does not lead to confidence. It does not lead to toned arms. It leads to exhaustion, resentment, and a life that slowly stops feeling like yours. And I know some of you are still thinking, but I just want to be a good person. Good. So do I. But being a good person and being a woman who abandons herself, those are not the same thing. A woman who follows through, she tells the truth. I can't do that right now. I'm taking 12 minutes for my workout. That doesn't work for me. She doesn't over-explain. She doesn't apologize for existing. She doesn't negotiate her standards. And here's the shift I want you to really sit with, okay? You don't need to become less kind. You need to become more honest, because honesty builds self-trust. And self-trust, that's where your results come from. That's how a naturally toned woman is built, not from trying harder, but from finally telling the truth about what she needs. People pleasing is not your personality. It's a practiced habit. And let me say that again so it lands. You were not born like this. You learned it. At some point, you figured out that being easy, being helpful, being low maintenance got you approval, got you attention, got you love, got you safety. So you adapted. Here's where I'm going to call something out that most people tiptoe around. Women are trained to abandon themselves early. Be nice. Don't be difficult. Don't make a scene. Put others first. Be the one who adjusts. So you became her, the one who smooths things over, the one who keeps the peace, the one who says, it's fine, even when it's not. And then years later, you're standing in front of the mirror, arms crossed, wondering why you can't follow through. It's not because you lack discipline. It's because you've been practicing putting yourself last for decades. But here's the part I need you to hear. If it's learned, it can be unlearned, which means you're not stuck. You are just well practiced. So now let's make this real in your world, because this isn't just some mindset set concept. This is happening in tiny moments every single day. You decide, I'm getting my arm workout in today. You mean it. You feel motivated. You're in. And then someone interrupts. Can you help me with this? Can we do this first? Do you mind if we... And your brain goes, oh, I don't want to be difficult. I don't want to disappoint them. You know what? I'll just do it later. So you say yes. And in that one moment, you just trained your brain. Other people are greater than me. That's the cycle. Thought, I don't want to disappoint them. Feeling, obligated. Action, you skip your workout. Result, you don't follow through and you trust yourself less. And here's the part that stings a little, okay? You're the one who pays for that decision, not them. They go on with their day, right? You're the one left thinking, oh, why can't I just be consistent? I had this moment in my own life, right? Not with workouts at first, but with showing up for myself in general. I remember being so tired of my own excuses. I'd say I'd do something and then folding the second it got uncomfortable. It wasn't that I didn't know what to do. It wasn't that I couldn't handle someone else being mildly inconvenienced. Let that sink in. I was more willing to disappoint myself than to let someone else feel a little uncomfortable for 5 minutes. That's the habit. And until you see it, you'll keep repeating it. Because the real pattern is this: you are choosing short-term approval over long-term self-respect. And every time you do that, you reinforce the identity, "I don't follow through." But a naturally toned woman, she's willing to be a little uncomfortable. She's willing for someone to wait, to adjust, to not love her decision. She can say, "I'll be there in 12 minutes. I'm finishing this first. I'm not available right now." And she doesn't spiral after. She doesn't overexplain. She doesn't try to earn back approval, because she understands something powerful. Discomfort is not danger. So I want you to think about this. Where in your life are you still acting like someone else's temporary discomfort is more important than your long-term results? Because that right there, that's the exact moment your arms are decided, not in the workout, in the decision before it. So let me be very clear with you. No one is making you skip your workout. No one is making you say yes. No one is making you put yourself last. People can ask, people can suggest, people can have opinions. People can even be a little pushy, but you decide every time. And I know what your brain wants to say. It would just be easier if no one needed anything from me. If everyone would just leave me alone, I'd finally follow through. No, that's not the problem. Because even if the world got quiet, you'd still have to choose yourself. So here's what's really happening. In the moment, it feels easier to disappoint yourself than to risk disappointing someone else. So let's make it real. You plan your workout, you're ready. And then someone says, "Can you help me real quick?" And your brain instantly goes, "I don't want to make this awkward, so I'll just do it later." So you say yes. And just like that, you trade your long-term results for a few seconds of keeping the peace. But here's the part that should wake you up. They move on with their day. You carry the consequences. You're the one thinking, "Oh, I did it again. I said I wouldn't and I didn't. Why can't I trust myself?" And then this is where it gets sneaky. You start feeling irritated, not at yourself, at them. "Why are they always asking me for things? Why doesn't anyone consider me? I just want one thing for myself." But come on, let's tell the truth. They didn't take that from you. You gave it away. That resentment you feel at the end of the day, that's not from doing too much. That's from not telling the truth. And now you're sitting there, tired, frustrated, a little disconnected from yourself, thinking, "Oh, I need something for me." So what do you do? Scroll, snack, pour a glass of wine, skip the workout and call it rest? You call it self-care, but it's actually recovery from a day of self-abandonment. So hear that again. You're not tired because life is so demanding. You're tired because you keep saying yes to things that you don't want, and no to the world, and no to the one thing that would actually move your life forward. And here's where it gets even more wild. Sometimes no one even asks. You just assume. You assume it'll be awkward if you prioritize yourself. You assume people will judge you. You assume it'll make things uncomfortable. So you adjust before anything even happens. You don't wear the sleeveless top. You don't take the time for your workout. You don't speak up, not because someone told you not to, because you decided ahead of time it might be a problem. That's how deep this habit runs. You're not just responding to people, you're predicting them. And building your life around guesses? Let me give you a line that might change everything. You are not responsible for managing other people's comfort. You are responsible for your own standards. A naturally toned woman understands this. She doesn't wait to see if it's okay. She decides, I'm doing my workout first. I'll help after. I'm choosing this for me. And listen, if someone doesn't love it, they'll survive. I promise. So I want you to sit with this. Where are you blaming other people for decisions you're actually making? Where are you calling it, they needed me, when the truth is you didn't want to feel uncomfortable? Because that right there, that's the exact moment everything changes. Here's what most women don't realize. You're not just people-pleasing when someone asks you to do something. You're people-pleasing in your head before anything even happens. You've already decided. They'll think it's weird if I do my workout right now. They'll notice if I change. They'll think I'm being selfish. No one said it. You just predicted it. And then you adjusted your behavior around a guess. That right there, that's how you stay quietly the same. So if you want toned arms, if you want to actually follow through, if you want to stop starting over, you are going to have to get very comfortable with this. Not everyone is going to love your choices. You might disappoint people. You might inconvenience people. You might confuse people. Let them, because every time you try to keep everyone else comfortable, you pay for it in your body, in your confidence, in your self-trust. So let me say this really clean. You can either disappoint other people occasionally, or you can disappoint yourself daily. Pick one. Now, let's talk about something I hear all the time. I don't even want to be there. So at least I need something. So sound familiar? You go to the event, the dinner, the gathering. You didn't even want to go, but you said yes anyway. And now you're thinking, well, I deserve something for putting up with this. So you scroll, you snack, you skip your workout, you check out, and you call it a reward. But let's be honest, you're trying to make a situation you didn't want to be in feel tolerable. So the truth that most women avoid is that you had a choice. You could have said no. You could have left early. You could have gone and decided, I'm going to enjoy this on purpose. But instead, you said yes to something you didn't want, and then you looked for relief inside it. That's the cycle. And listen, I get it. You don't want the comments. You don't want the questions. You don't want the side eye. I'll never hear the end of it. Then own the choice. If you go, go because you choose to, not because you were forced to, not because you had to. You're an adult. So we have to act like one. A naturally toned woman doesn't build her life around avoidance. She builds it around standards, right? So if she goes somewhere, she decides how she's going to show up. If she stays home, she owns that too. No guilt, no drama, no story. So here's what I want you to do. And don't just nod your head at this. Actually do it. Grab a piece of paper. And I want you to get honest. Where are you saying yes when you really mean no? Where are you choosing other people's comfort over your own standards? Where are you telling little lies like it's fine when it's not? And here's the one that most women avoid. What are you afraid will happen if you actually choose yourself? Will someone be annoyed? Will someone question you? Will someone not understand? And are you willing to feel that to become the woman who follows through? Because that's the trade, not motivation, not willpower, willingness, willing to feel uncomfortable, willing to be misunderstood, willing to go first. That is how self-trust is built. That is how your arms change. That is how your life changes. So here's your final question. What would it look like to stop managing everyone else and finally start leading yourself? Because the woman who has arms you want, she's not better than you. She just stopped abandoning herself. And you can do that starting today, not Monday, not next month, today. All right, my friends, I'll see you next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.